Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Vinsel Pilchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Sheinavas, Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay. Today we're starting a new packet, also with Dover Amaimid.
Morning.
And what I think we'll do today, this packet will take some time, but I wanted to do the part of that Rabbi Akiva Eiger that I told you about. And so let's take a look on page 16. So there's a famous tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger regarding Dover HaMamid. So we've been saying that the Dover HaMamid has to be something kosher. If it's a treif Dover HaMamid, then it's going to asa the whole thing, even if you have shishim, because Dover HaMamid is ain't a bottle. So even shishim is going to not be bottle. But if it's a soviet, in other words, let's talk about a Jew even. Whereas by a goy, we said even in Savim is a machloikis, right? Even if it's kosher, still there might be a whole gzera. But let's talk about a Jew. A Jew makes cheese. And he uses a Dover HaMamid, a Savim, for sure it's good. It's a Jew. And he uses a kosher animal, and he uses the stomach of a kosher animal, also good, right? The only thing that's a problem is if the Jew would use a treif animal, then it wouldn't be good. Or if a goy would use a anything, right? Do you hear me? Do you have trouble hearing me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, it's good? Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you have a kosher animal, but it's a goy doing it, it's a problem, even a sovim, except from the Chachmei Nirvona, etc. But if a Jew does it, so then it'll be good, unless the Jew uses what? A non-kosher stomach. If a Jew uses a non-kosher stomach, then that'll be a problem. So Rabbi Kivega is going to be bothered with the following question, that why don't we say that even if a Jew does it, but he uses a kosher stomach, so maybe that also should be a problem. Well, if you don't have shishim, so then it's basar b'cholof. If you have shishim, then it's not a problem, because you don't say the din of Dover HaMamid ainu batel if the thing is kosher. Dover HaMamid means the Dover HaMamid itself is osur. But so then it would only work if you have what? You have shishim. If you don't have shishim, then it'll be osur alts basar b'cholof. Midrabanan, maybe not. It's not derech bishul, so it probably won't be a deraisa, but it'll be a derabanan. And so the question is, how will a Jew be able to make cheese? Gvinas Yisrael. He uses a kosher Dover HaMamid. So if he uses a sovin, fine. But say he doesn't use a sovin. He uses an animal. So then it'll only be good what? It'll only be good if there's shishim. But if you dafka using shishim, isn't that a classic example of a mevatlin isur lechatchila? Because it'll only be good to make cheese, a Yisrael is making cheese, if he uses a kosher animal and the kosher stomach. And the kosher stomach will only be good if what? If there's more than shishim. If there's shishim. If it's less than shishim, even if it's a kosher animal, that's basar b'chol of midrabanan. You need shishim. And shishim works because the din of dover ha'mamid ain't a bottle, you don't say unless the stomach itself is strafe. But the question is, so if that be the case, so then how could you do it? That means you dafka will have to put the kosher stomach in something that has shishim. But isn't that a classic example of ein mevatlin isur lechatchila? You hear the question? Let's see it inside the question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, page 16. Masha Arak Vodo, I mean, this is Simcha, is asking Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Masha Arak Vodo ladun al gvino shemambidim osam b'or kevas kshera, peish b'chol of harbe par mishishim neged or keva. Ferich Vodo, Masnisen Amamid Mor Kavis Ksherim Yeshba Benosin Tama Sura. Hooray! Page 17. The Baleka Nosin Tam Mutter. Umadlo Osir Midin Mamid. Hari Migash Nosin Tam the Mamid Beisir Hu the Loboto. Because Mamid is only when it's Beisir. When the Dovra Mamid is Dovra Isir. אבל השבויה בבוסה בכל עבודי מעמיד לא. ביסס, והוכי פסקינים בשולחן אורך יורדה, אבל נהי דלקה איסר מדין מעמיד. So there's no דין מעמיד, אבל מקום מוקם כבד דמחווה נוסנים בסוך האור, הווי בכלל אין מבטל ניסר לכתחילה. But if you're doing that, so it doesn't have the din of mamid in a bottle, and it has to be shishim or more for it to work, or else it'll be no shishim. Then for sure, it's basar b'chol midrabanan. So you need shishim. So you have to put the keva in milk that has shishim kenegdo. But if you're looking dafka for shishim, isn't that a classic example of ein mevatlin nisr l'chatchila? And the halacha of ein mevatlin nisr l'chatchila, but the yever also l'mevatl mishim l'botol b'shvilo. And it's also for you to eat, and it's also for anyone you did it for. So then, any cheese that was made from a stomach of even a kosher animal, manavshach, if there's no shishim, it's also because you know shishim. If there is shishim, then you put it in lechatchila, ein mevatel nisa lechatchila. So you hear that's the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. I mean, that was the question of the person who was writing the shaila to Rabbi Kiveger. Do you hear the question? That you can never have. So if you have asovim, okay, asovim is okay. But how can you ever? But we know that the asovim is not the only way to make cheese. The classic way to make cheese in the time of the Gemara was, the Gemara says you can't use the goyim's cheese because they use a non kosher stomach, but we use a kosher stomach. So you hear the kasha. No, what do you say? Do you hear the kasha? Before we look for a teretz.
No.
V'hainu d'lo kadas rashal. Who were taz v'hainu mamash nidon didon da osim gvinos b'derech zalim ochran. Then he says, Omnam Vashech Hakarti V'hugad Lishin Ispashet Kein B'chol HaMedina V'shari Medina Siyuduz Lano Mikama V'kama Shonim V'ein Potze HaPeh U'metzavtev V'roch Lomo Shekdol Amorim Lo Nodo Lahem Yizeh U'lezeh Sabdi Eslibi Limtza Derech Heta. He says, in all the places all over, they make cheese from a kosher stomach. So what's the heta? Right? It should, again, Mimanovchuk, if there's no shishim, it's Pasa B'cholov. If there is shishim, then you will move out to listen to Chathila. If you use a non-kosher stomach, then that's the din of Dover HaMamid Eina Batel. Then even if there is Shishim, it's also Medina. But for us, it shouldn't be also Medina because it's a kosher stomach, you have Shishim. But the fact that you had Shishim, that's Eina Mevatel Nisa L'Chathchila. Okay, you got the kasha.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Kiva Eiger is going to say a chiddush, and so this is what he says. V'hinei yesh lomar on page 17 on the right side where the arrow is. V'hinei yesh lomar b'basa b'chalav yeshishim lav midin bitalhu kevin d'chol echad b'fnei atzmo mutter. Finished. That's the answer. So he says a chiddush, and we'll see what the chiddush is. He says that there's no bittel by basa b'cholov. What does that mean, no bittel? He says the pshat by basa b'cholov of shishim is not the same as, say you have something treif, and you put it in shishim. So it's bottle, because the thing was treif. But he says by
two kosher minim.
But by basa b'cholov, he says there's no din of it's not midin bittel. The concept of he wants to say a chiddush, that the concept of shishim by shari surim. And the concept of shishim by basa b'cholov are two different concepts. By shari surim, the dover is osur b'fnei atzmo. So when you put it in, it's batel, because you mevatel the iser. So, but if you have shishim, this is batel. But by basa b'cholov, you're putting milk into meat, or vice versa. You have a vat of milk, you're putting meat in, and then you're cooking it. So there's no Dover Isser here. There's no Dover Isser. Milk is mutter and meat is mutter. Milk is mutter and meat is mutter. Milk is mutter and meat is mutter. So what's the idea of shishim? Because if you have less than shishim, then it's in a sinas tam. But if there's shishim, then the tam of one is not nirgash in the other, right? In other words, if you have shishim, if there's shishim kenegdo, say you have a tipas cholov that fell on a piece of meat, and there's shishim kenegdo, so then you have Then there's no. It's not like pshat that it's bottle. The pshat is that there's no tam. Because in other words, there's nothing to be bottle. It's bottle means an iser. But the Isser didn't start off. In other words, by other things. Hold on a second, Rabbi Moshe. Moshe? I'm giving a shiur now in the Zoom. Do you want me to when is the doctor available? Yeah. Okay, so call me after 12 if you're good. Okay, wait a minute. So there's no, it's not pshat that it's batel. It's pshat is that the issa doesn't start get off the ground when there's shishim. See, by other things, you have the issa here. You have the issa here, and you have shishim, you mevatel it. But here, by Basa B'cholov, each one is heter. So the pshat that you need shishim is because if there's less than shishim, now they could be mechaber each other. If there's shishim and more, then the issa doesn't get off the ground. So therefore, when you put something in shishim, you're not being mevatel in issa lechatchila. The issa doesn't get off the ground. You hear the svar?
Yeah.
You hear the svar?
Rabbi, don't the Rishonim say something very similar to this? When they try to explain why there's no Davar HaMaimed in the first place, they explain that by Basi B'cholov, you need in a time, otherwise it's like each one, Lashon of the Rishonim is Haiba Apei Kray, Haiba Apei Kray. Each one is on its own.
Yeah. You don't have... Well, that's to explain why there's no Dover HaMaimed by something that's mutter. Yeah, it's a similar type of idea in a different yeah.
Right,
he
did
hear
from Ivatanos.
Yeah. So that's what he says. In Yesh Lom Dvasim Cholav, Yesh Shishim Neged, Yesh Shishim Lav Midin Bittelhu. You see on page 17 on the right. In Yesh Lomar. So now he's going to give you a precedent for this type of this svara that he just said. So take a look in Tosis and Nida. So let's find the Tosis and Nida. Where's the Tosis? What page? Let's see. Did I put it in this packet? Or did I forget to put it in this packet?
Page 21, I think.
Page 21. Here we go. So say you have, now this Tosis is talking about shatness. It's talking about shatness. So say you have a wool garment, and there's a thread of linen in the wool garment. So the Gemara says beged she'ovad b'kelayim, meaning there is shatnez in the beged, but we can't find where it is.
You don't sell bottle barov.
So beged she'ovad b'kelayim lo yimkerenu lovei kechavim. You shouldn't sell it to a guy, because if you're going to sell it to a guy, so what's going
to
happen?
The guy is going to sell it to a Jew.
The guy is going to sell it to a Jew. So. And then it'll be shatness. So fractose is akasha. So why don't we say that string is bottle in the garment? The bottle beruba. So he says, And you don't say bittul barov over here. Yeshlom lo shayach bittul barov elak sha iser meurav beheter. It's only when there's iser and heter. Aval b'kilayim, there's no iser v'heter b'kilayim. Wool is mutter and linen is mutter. So there's no such thing as bittul. Bittul is only when there's an iser and a heter. Here, they're both heter. They're both heter. Right? That's what. So Tosa says there's no bittul by shatness. Because they're both heter. Oh, so what's the kasha? And you can ask on Tosa. So how come there's bittul by what? By Bosa B'cholov. There's no bittul by shatness, Tosa says. But we know there is bittul by Bosa B'cholov. Right, so what's pshat? There's no bittul by shatness. Right, so Tosa says, Akash, there's no bittul by shatness. So there could be bittul by... So then how can the... But shatness is the same thing as Bosa B'cholof. There's no bittul by shatness, Tosa says, because they're two heter things. There's nothing, it's not an iser and heter. So there's no bittul by shatness. And that's why begat she'ovad bakalayim loyim kirenu, because if a Jew is going to put it on, even though there's one string inside there, it's going to be aser. Because there's no bittul. So how come there's bittul? There is a concept of shishim by basa b'cholov. There is a concept of bittul. So look in, so the Rosh on page 22 says, Aval hetish in this Arab heter valide taruva ze nesa lo shach bittul barov de inkan el chaticha asna shal iser. Vade be in the sinus tam of Bosa B'cholov, kibo b'shari surim afgav de havi heter beheter lo shach be bittul, came in the taruva so also shani hacham derech bishul osr Torah. Vav mikri Bosa B'cholov below the sinus tam. So the Rosh says that by Bosa B'cholov it's not a din bittul. This is what Rabbi Kivegi was saying. It's not a din bittul Bosa B'cholov. It's a din that you need nesinas tam. So if you don't have shishim, there's no nesinas tam. It's not pshat that there's a dover iser here that's going to become batal. You don't have nesinas tam. But by shatness, it's not shaykh to speak about nesinas tam. So b'meila, by shatness, the din is going to be... that it's going to be Aser. But by Basa B'cholov, there's no Bittul, but still there's going to be a concept of Shishim. But the concept of Shishim, the Rosh is saying, is not Midin Bittul. It's that when you have Shishim in the Basa connected to the Cholov, the Cholov connected to the Basa, then you're not going to be Margish the Tam. So mainly that's why it's going to be Mutin. The Torah, Basa B'cholov, you need Tam of Basa B'cholov. Okay.
Rabbi, does that mean, according to the Rush, that if it has the sinus tam and it's more than six, you wouldn't be bittul?
What?
Does that mean, according to the Rush, that if it's the Basar B'cholov, but it's in, it's like, let's say, 80 times the amount, but it's still in the sinus tam, that it wouldn't be bittul?
No, no. In other words, if you have more than shishim, it's going to be butter, but not midin bittul. It's midin that there's no nesinas tam.
But if there is nesinas tam, then so.
If there is nesinas tam, if there is nesinas tam, then that's the regular halacha that we discussed in the past. Of what's the din of something that's no saint tam beyond shishim? That's the separate discussion. But in other words, what he's saying is that bittul is not shayach unless there's an iser v'heter. That's what Tosa says. It has to be a dover iser and a dover heter. So kalayim, there's no dover iser and dover heter. The iser is through the combination, the union creates the iser. So that's why Tosa says that begat she'ovad b'kalayim, even one string somewhere in the begin, you can't find where it is. Then you shouldn't sell it to a guy, because the guy ultimately will sell it to a Jew, and he'll wear it. It'll be a problem. So that you can't... So Tosa says that that's why there's no bittul. So then the Rush says, so how come there's bittul by Basar B'Cholov? But the Basar B'Cholov is the same thing as Shatnas. It's each thing individually is okay, but if you combine them together, that's a problem. If you combine them together, that's a problem. So, but then how come there's concept of shishim? He says, and the concept, we know there is concept of bittul. He says that the din of shishim, which is normally a din of bittul, that's not the pshan of basar b'chol. It's not midin bittul. It's because once you have shishim, then the tam is not going to be nirgash and derech bishul asur Torah. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, so a chiddush. So therefore, there shouldn't be any din of ein mevatel nisr lechatchil. So if you take something that's shishim already, and you put it in, there shouldn't be any problem by basar b'cholov because it's not a din bittul. It's going to be mutter because it's bottle, but that's not din bittul. It's that the issur doesn't get off the ground when there's shishim. It's not that it's bit bottle. But something bottle means that the issur pre-existed, and now you're putting it in. Okay, so that's the. So now let's go back to Rabbi Kiva Eger. On page 17. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Hine Yesh Lomar, the Babasa B'chol B'Sheshishim, Lav Midim Bittelhu, Came the Cholecha B'Fnei Atzma Mutter, Vizu Al De Chibur Nyachad, Lo Shaychin the Bittel, Kamoshkos of Tosin Nida, Begat Shavu B'Kalayim Loim Kirenel Anochri, Nim Tomer Libotel Beruba. Because of a Rosh law, the law domi the basar b'cholov. So then the Rosh says, but what about basar b'cholov? She netzar gam kein yoni teruvus. Filach einu osur she einu nosing tam. Shani hasim the derech bishul osur Torah. Filo mikri basar b'chol below nesinas tam. So Mamela, it comes out that if you're going to make cheese, and you're going to put it in something that has shishim, then it's mutter, because you could do that lechatchila. You can do that lechatchila, because why? Even though ein mevatel nisr lechatchila, but the din of shishim by basar b'cholov is not a din of bittul. It's a din of the issur never starts off. So therefore you can do it lechatchila. That's the chiddush. Therefore you can do it lechatchila by basar b'cholov. And by cheese, when you're making cheese, with even a Grivinas Yisrael, with a kosher stomach, and you're putting in a vat of milk that's big, so then the halacha is that it could be bittul. It's because it's not midin bittul. The issur never got off, and you could do lechatchila. So this is like a tremendous chiddush, right? Because according to this, it should come out, say on Shabbos or whatever. Say you're making a meat dish. Okay, I don't want to say on Shabbos because then you have questions of bishul. But say during the week, you're cooking a nice pot, a big pot of meatballs. A huge pot of meatballs. And you want to put a little bit of milk in there. And it'll definitely be Shishim Keneged. So according to this, it should be Mutter. Right? But by Basar B'cholov, it's not Bidl because milk is Mutter. Right? So if you say like this, you sowed, that should come out. What we just said. That you should be able to... So now Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself is going to be Moida. You're going to see now on page 18 that the poskim are not mashma like him. And if that be the case, then the question comes back. Then how do you make cheese l'chatchila? So look on page 18. Look at the beginning of the paragraph, the kavan. Where the arrow is, go a little further up. The kavan shekel l'chor l'shach basa b'chol b'chlal ein mavad l'nissa. He said it should be mutter to mevatel basa b'cholov lechatchila and shishim because that's not. He's saying it's not midin bittel. So it is just like the yisur never get off the ground, like the Rosh is explaining. By shotness. Then, but now he admits. Look what he says. He says it's not mashma the poskim. Now he's going to quote a Ramah. Ayeim goes Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Kazayis cholav shenofel l'mayim. Say you have a kazayis of milk, and it fell into a big pot of water. And it was batel b'shishim, right? And then it that water falls into a meat pot. So again, you have a meat pot, then you have a water pot, then some milk falls in the pot of the water, and then the water fell into the meat. Or that he shows that even the chatchila you could put the water. So in other words, since it was already bottled, so the Ramah says, since it was already bottled in the water, so now you could what? You can transfer the water and put it into the meat. But what do you see from here? That if it didn't first fall into the water and be bottled, you wouldn't be able to go ahead and take milk and put it directly in the meat. But why not? According to Rabbi Gimeger, it should be totally fine. Because if you have shishim, because there's no concept of vein mevatlin, it's a lechatchila. So why did it have to first fall into water? So you see from here that the whole yisod is not correct. Because if the whole yisod was correct, then you should be able to take milk lechatchila and put it into the meat, if you know there's shishim. Why do we say only if it happened to fall in the water, so it's already bottled? So now you could transfer it. Shach quotes the Ramah in the Torah's Chasis, Chasov, that fiu l'chatchila mutter liten amayim l'boser. Came with the Gvar nispat l'mecholov. Mashma de lechatchila also la arva cholav b'mayim levata lita in the tocha baser. You come koshkin also la arva baser b'cholav b'shei shishim. So what's the pshat? The pshat must be that kevin the b'shari surim also la arva also gam b'baser b'cholav the meskech. So even though technically the svar is true, what Rabbi Kivega says, but since by other isurim it's real bittel lechatchila, so we make a low plug. Because if we didn't say that, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, then it should be mutter lechatchila to take milk and put it into meat, lechatchila. And we know the Ramah says no, only if it fell in water, so it was bottled ready, then you could transfer.
Yeah.
came in the Svarainu B'chal Bittul Yisrael L'chadchila. But he says that he still thinks he's right. He says, why should we say such a thing? He says, I'm against the Poskim. But the Poskim don't have any right. Who says they're right? You know, the Ramah says it's against the Mefarish Ramah, this whole shtickel Torah. So he says, but who says they're right? But he's admitting that he's against all the Poskim. And then at the end, on page 20, he writes, he says, Ulam, mikomokam ladina lo mashmakein, the name of Torah's chattas, shebashach hanal de mashmak, da'ozo levashah lechatchi lechol v'shishim, levash lo im abosa. And he says that the shach says that you can't take, water and put it in, and put milk in the water and mevatel the milk and then put it in. So he says the poskim was a mashma that it's not true. So then what's the heter to make cheese? Now we go back to the original question. So what's the heter to make cheese? Even for Gvinus Yisrael.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Can't you just say that the case of the shach of the Torah's Chatas is when there wasn't Shishim against the Chalav itself?
They
said that if there's Shishim in the Mayim against the Chalav, then you could pour that Mayim into the Basar.
Well, if it happened by itself, then you could do it because it's already bottled. But lechatchila, in other words, if water fell in by itself, so then you could, so that it got bottled. But say I want to play a kuntz, and I lechatchila I'm going to put it in water into the milk into the water. I know the shishim, then transfer it. Then you can't do that either. And certainly, you can't directly put it in. Everyone assumes you can't directly put it into the meat. The question is, could you do a kuntz and first put it in the water and have it bottle? So if it fell in by itself to the water, so then it's bottle, because it fell in by itself. You didn't do it b'mezid. But if you go ahead...
I have to call someone in.
Which one? My phone?
Yeah. I'll give it back to you.
Okay? Okay. But you see, Ben. But he's saying lechatchila, you can't do that, even if there's shishim.
The first step or the second step into
the both. I mean, if you do the first step and you don't do the second step, you didn't do anything. If you did the first step and now you're going to do the second step, that's also. If you just do the first step, I mean, there's no shak. Well, what does bittul mean over there? It's just you know. Means that you're going to do the first step in order to do the second step, and then you do the second step, so then you can't do that. And certainly you can't put it directly in the meat. So then he says from here that you see that the whole thing is not true. So what's the answer? So he says, I'm on the bottom here, Omnam, with the arrows on page 20, Benidon Yon Koch de Ater Odif, came to the Yavshim Ha'or Tchila at Shanasa Ke'etz. He says, the Ramah says that basically the minig was that they would make it with the stomach, but they would dry the stomach so much that before they would put it in, that it would be nifsal. And once it's nifsal, so then that's not considered a mevavlin, then they put it in. So what, when they put it in, the Dover Hamamid, it was already nifsal, it was already yovish. So Memela, Rabbi Kivega says that's the real reason. In other words, he says all this lum, there's a fancy svara that he says, it's a good, nice, fancy svara, but in the end he says the poskim didn't accept his svara. So it must be, the answer is that the minute was that they would put it with what? With a stomach that was dried out, so it was nifsal. Then they put it in, so then that's not even being mevatalis and l'chatchila, because it's not an isser anymore, because before they put it in the milk, it was already dried out.
Also, Rabbi, if it's nifsal, it lost the tam. It doesn't give any tam.
Right. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. And then if we take a look in the Aruch HaShulchan, let's see the Aruch HaShulchan on page.
Because it's nifsal.
What?
You use a rennet of like a trape animal, if it's the same thing.
Yeah, for Yisrael to do that, not a goy.
Right. Right.
So the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, on page 29, he discusses this whole Tshuva's Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He speaks about it in one line, on page 29. In Sif, Pei Zayin Lamites, he says, Chedak sheyesh shishim mutar gam l'chatchila, to put the stomach in. And he says that even if you don't dry it, it's mutar. Ah, but what about this whole thing, Ein Mevatlin? He says, Ve'ein shayach b'zeh mevatlin le'isr l'chatchila, kevin she'ein kavanos l'vata l'isr, el'ahan midachol of lasos gvinas. Tzorach v'in nadina. He says that, see, he's talking about when the people would use, not necessarily the stomach, but they would use the milk in the stomach, right? The treif milk that he, you know, that we talked about. So the treif milk you're talking about, so there are three shitas, right? So the Rambam and the Rif say anyway, it's once it's in the stomach, right, even if it's treif, but then it's pure shabalma, right? That's the Rambam and the Rif. So he says, if you do that, it's okay. And he says, the svara, that what? Because you're not, we discussed the concept of mevatlin issa l'chatchil is only if you're mechavin to mevatl the iser. In other words, I give you an example. I am hungry tonight, so I want to eat three hamburgers. And McDonald's only had two left. So I go to McDonald's, I get the third one, and now I take off all the packaging, and they all look the same. So now I can eat all three. Right? So the halacha is you can't do that. Because I want to be nene from the I'm mechaving for the bittel. Because I want to, but here you don't care about the bittel. Here, it's not like you want to be nene from the bittel.
You want to make cheese.
You want to make cheese. So it's not like you want to... See, nene from the bittel means directly, I need to eat three hamburgers for tonight, because that's what I eat for dinner. And the McDonald's only has two left. So I got my two in McDonald's, and now I'm going to go to McDonald's and get my third. So that you can't do. That's awesome. Even if you take off the wrappings, they'll all look the same. But you're not mechavin. So he says maybe that could be a svara. But and then he says, but if you're using the milk, the chol of the tzkarush, so then you have another svara to be makel of the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, that the milk inside, which you're going to use as the Dovra Mamid, according to the Rambam and the Rif, once it's in the stomach, the acidity of the stomach makes it pir shabalma. Okay? So it's interesting that the whole Tshuva's Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, was sensitive to, and he speaks about it in one line of what his opinion is. But but it's a fascinating, you know, you have to give a shiur on Shavuos about, I don't know if this year I'm giving shiur on Shavuos, but about cheese and making cheese and this, it's a fascinating topic, this Shavuos Rabbi Kiva Eger, and what he says, and how he's Choyzerbo, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and all those things. Okay, Rabbi, we still have a lot more to do in this packet, but I figured before Shavuos, I think this was a nice, to do this Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and all this, was a nice before Shavuos. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, I'm not giving the Yerodeh Shir. Those that are interested, at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a short thing for either half an hour, 40 minutes, of Divrei Agoda for Shavuos. We have a packet for that. And I'm inviting your shir and my other shir, whoever wants to come, 10 in the morning, won't be long. I know it's Erev Yontif, and usually I don't go give shir on Erev Yontif, but I figure people are home now anyway, so they can, after davening, they can hear a quick shir, they'll have something to say at the table, and discuss at the table for Shavuos. And I wish you a good Yontif, and I'll see you tomorrow. And in addition, Bez Hashem, then we continue Yerodeah the following Monday after Shavuos. Bez Hashem. Okay, so let me say hello to everyone. Hi, Danny Lou, how are you?
How are you,
Rabbi? Okay, Ben Katz, how are you? Okay, Harav Katan.
How are you, Rabbi?
Okay, Ezra Hess.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Avi Lichtshine.
Here
you still have your thing tonight?
We're in like finals week a little bit, so this should be visiting us last week. So.
Okay. And Josh Blau, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Okay. Josie Waxel, how are you?
Morning,
okay. Sonny Spitzer, how are you?
Morning,
Michael Kay, okay. Nice to see you. Katan. Josh Blau, we said hello to everybody. Okay. So I wish, for those that I'll see you tomorrow, I'll wish you a good Yontif tomorrow, but those I won't see, or even if I will see you, I can wish you twice good Yontif. No Baltosif of wishing someone a good Yontif. Tov HaMashnayim Min HaEchad. Right, so, okay, but this is the beginning of this packet. There's still a lot more to do in this packet, but this is the supplement packet to be B7. And BA. Okay, have a good day.
Is there a shiur on
Pikuach
Nefesh?
Yeah, there'll be a shiur on Pikuach Nefesh today at like 11:05.
Okay,
call to.